Everyone, it's Tom here. We are the Noise Brigade. We have basically been on a pretty good clip here, trying to give you guys one episode a week. Once again, though, I am joined by our now recovering co-host, Bob. You all right there?
Yeah, man, just a little bit of laryngitis and a little bit of some pneumonia, some ear infections. So my dulcet tones are a little bit more subdued than normal.
You've got the Barry White going on. I don't know. This might be a thing that you might have to continue. So keep getting sick.
Well, yeah, I mean we can see about that. Whatever the ladies like.
Perfect. Okay, so we're not gonna talk what's that?
My name is Val Venus, said it wrong.
And I almost made the comment, we're not gonna talk any wrestling.
Yeah, well,
So good.
should have known better than that.
Oh, so good. All right, yeah, so we won't even talk about it. Hell in a Cell was last night, and so we're just going to ignore that. But I will say, wrestling aside, very awesome to see a live crowd once again at a big event. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, agreed. Without any further ado, let's jump into this one. So, I had this idea when I was looking at our we did our worst of list and we did our best of list, and so I thought, well, all right, well, what if we're what would our desert island list look like? And I came up with this wacky scenario in my head because that's what goes on in my head.
And I'm going to read through this so people kind of, this is kind of prefacing the scenario you came up with. And that's quite amazing. So, yeah, as you said, did a worst of, we did a best of. But then you sent me this blank document to kind of fill out. I thought this was really cool. So here's the deal. You're stuck on an island in the middle of the ocean. You're going to be trapped there for the rest of your life, no escape, and no way to contact the outside world. However, it's not all bad. This mysterious island that you found yourself stranded on has a resort on it. No staff, but it's somehow kept meticulously clean. Has working electricity, water, plumbing, and all the necessary stuff to keep you clean, and somehow food and drinks are abundant and never ending. For this exercise, you'll never get anything worse than a cold, and you'll never need dental work. Any medical issues are taken care of by the resort in your sleep. So, straight off the bat, pretty much a utopian type, start to this. However, this is where it gets interesting. You have five celebrities of your choice on the island with you. But again, you'll never leave the island or have any contact with the outside world. You've also somehow managed to bring five albums, music albums, five movies, five video games, five books, five full runs of TV shows, and you've gained access to one streaming service of your choice, as well as one sports league of your choice. Food and drink are available to you, besides clean water and, clean and fresh water. You have five foods, five snacks, three sides, three alcoholic drinks, which you've mentioned here can be mixed drinks, and three non-alcoholic drinks. So, how does your desert island stay look? So this is a great spin on the best of. I think this is almost like a nice continuation of it. So let's just go back and forth with these. The first one, movies. What do you got for your five movies?
Oh man, see, and here's the thing, and this gets back to our when we were discussing our best of, you ask on a different day and things could change, but so I'm gonna go though, and I've got some reasoning behind some of the stuff that I'm throwing on here.
Okay.
I'm going Super Troopers, I'm going Talladega Nights, I'm going Goon, I'm going Jackass, and I'm going Grandma's Boy.
Nice, nice. That's a solid list. That is a solid list. So, okay, I think we've discussed before, and I know this, and I'm sure that the handful of listeners we have may know your affinity for Goon. I don't think we have to get into that one. But I'm curious though, Talladega Nights, that's an interesting one. Why Talladega Nights?
Talladega Nights could be it could be replaced with Spaceballs, but it's one that's I can watch that movie over and over. I mean, it could be so. I'll preface. I'll say, all right. So Spaceballs could take that spot. Step Brothers could take that spot. But I'm falling in that general direction. But Talladega Nights, I could watch, like I said, over and over again, and I'm going to laugh at it. And I don't know why. It's just one of those stupid movies that's just hilarious. Anchorman could fill that spot. Maybe old school. I probably don't put old school on this list unless it expands to like 20. But, you know, Talladega Nights is, I would say, probably the weakest of those five. And again, could be replaced, you know, today. If I was writing that list today, it probably would have been Spaceballs or like I said, Anchorman. But I'd probably lean more towards Spaceballs. But it's just one of those movies that's just super fun.
Cool. Yeah, and you made a great point, and we've talked about this before, doing the best of and even the worst of to a point. Ask us any other day, you know, maybe around Christmas or a holiday or 5 years from now or 5 years ago. Certainly things are going to change. So we're kind of doing this desert island exercise kind of in a moment in time. We're encapsulating what our feelings are right now. So I think we're just, you know, to add more preface and context to what we're doing here.
Right. All right. So what do you got, man?
So a couple of these are repeats because I've talked about these on Best Of. So Not Another Teen Movie. And again, like you said, over and over again, Euro Trip.
Oh,
Boondock Saints.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
And Ace Ventura, the first one.
Okay.
And a reason why I'll say real quickly on Happy, well, I don't really have to say much about Happy Gilmore, but I saw that in the theater. And, you know, the minute that I could get it on pay-per-view, I recorded it to VHS. We're old here, people. I wore the tape out. I watched that movie so many times.
Right.
And Ace Ventura, very similar. Salt in the Theater. It was just one of those movies I just wore out over and over again, VHS. So, yeah, just like you said, movies I could watch over and over again, but interchangeable, because I could have easily thrown in Anchorman 2.
Right.
Or, I mean, Anchorman as well, not Anchorman 2.
Right, yeah. Anchorman 2 is not on this list.
Yeah,
I mean, and then, you know, as you're saying those, that Dumb and Dumber, how did neither of us say Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, gosh, yes, exactly. I mean, what movie would have quoted more, you know, for almost any movie ever, really?
Right. And interestingly, neither of us mentioned one Kevin Smith movie.
I know, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So, it's really, you know, any given day, it could be, you know, something could be on there. Like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back should have been on there probably. But you know what? The day that I was writing this, I didn't feel like that was the movie that I wanted to take with me.
So. Right. No. Yeah, I get it. And like I said, I think anyone sits down to do this exercise, I challenge them to have the same list 5 years from now, 5 years ago. You know, I think that would be let's revisit this in a year, you know, and see what happens.
Right.
Okay, so five TV shows. What do you got?
All right, so I've got, and see, I fought with myself on this one, and I have reasonings for why things are the way they are here, and it almost ties into my streaming service. So my five TV shows are going to be The Office, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Doctor Who, Scrubs, and Letterkenny.
Oh, I didn't even think of It's Always Sunny. Oh, that's such a good choice. I almost hate myself now.
So there's notable omissions, and I'll get to them when we get to the streaming service.
That's fair point. Yeah, and I kind of took this a similar approach streaming service wise. However, I may have taken a little bit of liberty with it. You'll understand why I said when we get to that point. So my five are Dark Side of the Ring, mainly because that's basically the only show that I will watch over and over again, and I have like ever since it came out. The Simpsons.
Okay.
NXT.
Okay.
Anything that A&E biography does. I think I can qualify that as its own show because
yeah,
And this is one you might laugh at me on. The original run of MacGyver.
Dude, I can't think of MacGyver anymore without MacGruber coming into my head. Like, they've started to become intertwined. So it's I can't do MacGyver anymore. But I get it. I understand it. And I'm behind it. I just, you know, it's one of those things where I can't detangle the two.
Right. No, I grew up with it with Dad, you know, huge MacGyver fan. So it was hard for me not to think of that one. Because I almost put like Unsolved Mysteries in there. Cause I'm like the original, like I'm a huge Robert Stack fan.
Yeah.
Mainly cause that, and that actually made me think of like Airplane. Cause that almost made my movie list. So like I kind of went down that road, like of things I've like really liked over the years. And I finally was like, you know what? I'll settle on MacGyver. I think that's fair enough. Cause I did enjoy watching that a lot. And I honestly haven't watched it in a long time, so I don't know if it would actually hold up for me, but I'd have it in there and make for a good, like, here's a few drinks, let's watch MacGyver.
Yeah.
All right, five video games, and I think we can be brief on this because we've done a whole episode on video games to a point, at least with sports video games, and we've talked about some new releases, which kind of led into speaking about some other games. So I think we can kind of be a little more succinct with this one. So what are your five games?
So I actually just, I did a rewrite on this one as we were leading up to it. But mine are going to be, you know, no surprise, NFL 2K5, mm-hmm. Dr. Mario, Fire Emblem Three Houses, the first Disgaea, but I want the complete version for Switch, not the PS2 version, and Fortune Street, which I don't know if you're aware of Fortune Street or not, but it's a super fun party game.
Yeah, I wanted to play that with you when we last visited, but we'll get to that eventually. But yeah, no, none of those surprised me coming from you anyway, because we've talked about them, and obviously, you know, I know you. But same for me. I don't think any of these five are going to surprise you. Maybe one of them. Tekken Super Bowl for the NES.
Okay.
Tetris for the NES. Skyrim, I'll say PS4. Diablo 2 for the PC, and then GTA 5 for PS4. And I only say Grand Theft Auto 5 because it's one of those games that like I can just pick up, and if I just want to run around and be, you know, a jerk, then like I can be, you know, it's a good game to like let out some steam without actually causing felonies.
See, and that's, dude, honestly, if you know what, not to digress from our main point here, but that's kind of how I felt about the original Destiny. And, you know, I thought Destiny 2 kind of screwed up a good thing that Destiny 1 had, where I could just log on to Destiny 1 and kill hours just going around and doing it. Yeah, you know, I got a little repetitive at some points, but sometimes it was good to just clear your head and just go in and, you know, pop out a couple bounties or whatever. But yeah, dude, I totally get where you're coming from with the with GTA 5 on that.
Yeah, it's just you know, one of those things. And again, that's an interchangeable to almost any of them. I just went with the newest one.
Right.
All right. So enough of video games. Five albums. I love the way you have this, though. I want to note this before you talk on this one. Five albums. However, you have allowed one greatest hits album and one live album. So of the five, you could potentially have one greatest hits and one live album. So go ahead. What are your five albums?
All right, so I've got Queen's Greatest Hits. I've got Live at the Middle East by the Boss Tones. I've got the Blue Album from Weezer. In Your Honor from Foo Fighters, which is a bit of a cheat because it's a two-disc. And Swagger by Flogging Molly.
Nice. Yeah, that's all solid. All solid. Weezer Blue Album doesn't surprise me. Obviously, neither does the Boss Tones Live.
Right.
The Queen Greatest Hits, I mean, come on, yeah. I kind of feel bad. I didn't pick that for my greatest hits, but no, that's solid all the way through. Did you have anything you wanted to kind of, you know, as you thought about your five, like, oh, man, I really wish I could have included this one, but I had to kind of kick it to the curb.
I mean, you know, the Cars, Real Big Fish, Dropkick, Johnny Cash, You know, hell, you could, you know, we said we're not going to talk about wrestling, but shit, you could throw like the giant collection of Jim Johnson's, you know, wrestling anthology thing on there that they released back in like the 90s and 2000s. Like, dude, there's so, you know, there's so much good music that could have been on there. Say Anything. I love Say Anything. I don't know if you're, I mean, I'm sure you've heard some of their stuff. Phenomenal band, but Rancid, Operation Ivy, you know.
Oh yeah, I couldn't even think of either of those, you know. And I was huge on both back in the day, you know. Man, didn't even stick. I should, yeah. Operation Ivy would be solid in this list. Really would be.
Social Distortion. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention so.
Oh yeah, oof. And it's tough, you know, and I think I'll go through mine here. And, a couple of these aren't going to be a surprise because I've talked about them before.
Right.
Rocket from the Crypt, Scream, Dracula, Scream, Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory, Metallica, Ride the Lightning. So those are my three like regular albums. Beastie Boys Anthology, that gets kind of a cheat too, because that's a two disc as well. Yeah. But it's a greatest hits. But then my live album, this would probably be my surprise here, is Our Lady Peace. And they actually just have a live album called It's Live. So, and I find myself listening to that over and over and over again because it's almost spiritual.
Okay.
You know, it's very, especially as they get to wrapping up the set, it almost feels like you're at like a church service, you know. It just feels really good. It's really, you know, really speaks to you. So I really enjoy that, and I enjoy their work anyway, but the live album just really hits me.
Yeah, they're an underrated band.
Yeah, they're one that's, and it's funny too, because I was really writing this and I tried some way to sneak him in there, but I've been listening to a ton of POD lately, so it's very possible I could have just slapped one of their albums in there, you know.
Yeah, I've been listening to School of Hard Knocks a lot lately because it was on nice. Another movie that could have made my list, Little Nicky.
Yes,
agreed. Phenomenal soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
You've got Disturbed. You've got System of a Down is on it. You've got POD, and I know I'm missing people, but you know it's a phenomenal soundtrack, and so yeah, I've been dabbling in a little POD as well.
Yeah, it's.
I'm a little surprised there's no KMFDM on there.
Yeah, you know, and don't get me wrong, I love the industrial electronic, you know, type stuff. Obviously, I always have, but yeah, I you know,
some death notes.
Yeah, that's another one. And I should have, by all rights, I should have. And they actually recently released the too, which is phenomenal too. You know, and I could have easily thrown in anything from A Perfect Circle or, you know, stuff that I've really gotten fond of over the last few years too. But I didn't. I kind of went with my old guns because, you know, at the end of the day, with me and music, as much as I've listened to everything, there's certain things I'll always go back to, you know, and I think you can speak to that with, you know, Dropkick or Flogging Molly or, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. Blink 182.
Yep. So, all right. This was a hard one for me, this next one. And I'll be honest with you, it's because I don't read a lot for pleasure like I used to anymore. And I just, you know, the stuff that I have read, it's to me, it wasn't worth the 5-book thing. So I kind of have an interesting list going here. But what are your 5 books?
So I almost cheated. I almost went with comic books.
That would have worked. It's a book.
But I tried to stay true to what I had written down. And after I'm with you. After I put 5 books, like, crap, books am I going to put? But I went over to the bookshelf and I picked 5 books. So I've got Weird New Jersey Volume 1, like the collected hardbound book. If you know anything about Weird New Jersey, it's a magazine, about weird crap in New Jersey. Well, they put out some books and they actually started doing, they did a Weird USA, they did Weird Different States, and it collects all the weird like folklore from the States. So, I'm going to go. My first one is Weird New Jersey Volume 1. The second one is The Jersey Devil by James F. McCloy and Ray Miller Jr. And that's the one that I talked about in our cryptozoology episode, not to be confused with our cryptocurrency episode. But that's the one that I had read in elementary school that got me hooked, and which I actually own, not with the same cover, but I did find it with the same cover. I can get it for $10. So I might end up having to order that. And then this, I know you'll appreciate this one. I Ain't an Athlete Lady by John Krunk.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good call.
American Gods by Neil Gaiman, which is a phenomenal book. I actually read that on a cruise. I was, I don't like the sun. And so what I would do is I would go when the sun went down, I would go up on deck and I would sit up there in the front where it was super windy and no one would bother me because it was too cold for everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'd sit up there and read. And then the fifth one is a toss up. It can either be Foley Is Good or Have a Nice Day by Mick Foley.
Nice. Nice. And it's funny. We actually have some similarities on our list here, which, I don't find that odd or anything, but this was tough. So you said the Mick Foley books, which, yes, I agree. Because I didn't include any wrestling books, and I just want to preface mine saying this was really hard for me not to include either Eric Bischoff's book, Controversy Creates Cash, or Bob Holly's book that he wrote a biography. If you ever have the time, read his book because it's absolutely insane. It's just as crazy as he is. It's legitimately just, yeah. It's worth your time.
Good, so anyway, I plug.
Yeah. So I did Fahrenheit 451.
Right. That dude, that was so close to making my list.
Yeah. I read that many, many years ago, and I've referenced it quite a bit. I think it's very fitting.
Yeah.
So I just like that book a lot. The Andromeda Strain, Michael Crichton.
Okay.
I was really, really enjoyed that one. It was funny too, because when I looked that one up, I didn't realize it was written. It was written in 69, I didn't realize it was that long ago.
Wow. Yeah. I remember reading that I went on a kick in like seventh and eighth grade where I was going to read like Michael Crichton stuff after Jurassic Park.
And yep. That's exactly how I got my kick into it as well, man. And so, yeah, same deal. I read it very early on, probably middle school. And yeah, same deal. Jurassic Park, then boom, hit that. And I was like, this is awesome. Love this book. And so then I picked a professional book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. It's just a good leadership book. But then here you go, Weird New Jersey, Volume 1. Okay. And then my last one is At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed by Ross Patterson, which is a male romance novel.
Okay. All right.
It's Ross Patterson. We talked about him before. He's in the movie The New Guy.
Yeah.
So he's does the pool boy stuff. That's him. But he's written now, I think, two or three of these like male romance novels, and they're just so over the top. They're like supposed to be like the smut novel, but for a guy. Okay. So you can imagine how filthy it is.
So I did, while we were talking about this, there were two authors that popped to mind that I need to mention that I probably could have used on here. One of them is Charles Bukowski, who I don't know if you've read any of his stuff. It's phenomenal. He's out there, dude. And then the other one, like, completely leapt from my mind as I was listening to you. Like, it jumped to mind while I was listening to you, and then Bukowski jumped into my head and kicked the other author out, and it's pissing me off now, and I can't remember who it was. But that's fine. Let's move on. Unless you've got more to – sorry.
No. All good, man. All good. So with the books we're out of the way, let's go to foods. What are your five foods?
All right, so I'm very simple when it comes to my foods. So this is going to be, and this will be no surprise, all right? So steak, chicken parm, stuffed shells, cheese steak, and cheese omelet.
Nice.
Now, chicken cheese steak would work there, and obviously there's got to be some spaghetti with the chicken parm.
True. But, well, we have two of the same five. And I know you're not much of a seafood person, so
yeah.
Shrimp for me, number one. Steak, number two. Pizza. I have pizza.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I struggle with pizza.
Yeah, I had to put it in there because I eat it all the time. Tacos and cheesesteaks.
All right, so, tacos are a good one. I had to throw a breakfast one on there, though.
Yeah, I thought about that, and I was like, I can eat steak for breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, I could eat stuffed shells for breakfast. I could.
There you go. See? So, all right. So, what about sides for your food, though? What do you got there? Three sides.
All right. So, I've got cheesy mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and bacon.
Oh, hey, that's a great side. Duh. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I've got mac and cheese as my number one. Anyone that knows me, I used to blog about mac and cheese in the MySpace days. baked beans, and then Spanish rice, because you have to have Spanish rice with tacos.
Okay. All right.
I kind of thought the same thing you did, like bacon with breakfast food. So,
bacon goes with everything.
True.
Wrap a nice filet mignon with some bacon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. All right, five snacks. We got.
All right, so I cheated so bad on this one. So, all right. So I'm going to name the things that are like legit. So Nutty Bars, soft pretzels. And then I went so generic that I get kicked off the island for going generic here. I did ice cream, donuts, and cake. You know, everything else I was super specific, but I couldn't just pick, like, I didn't want to just be like, oh, well, all right, this kind of donut for the rest of my life, or, oh, this kind of cake for the rest.
And it's funny, too, because I didn't even go down that road. You know, that's straight to me. It's like, other than donut, like ice cream and cake, obviously, like straight up dessert. You know, so I didn't even go down that road. I don't know why. I just didn't. I went straight, like, number one for me, and I went branded on this because, like, no other cheese curl matches up for me. It's Jack's cheese curls.
Okay.
Then any kind of tortilla chips. I mean, salsa, of course. That together. Cheez-Its, because I could eat those like it's
sick. Oh, yeah.
Popcorn. Okay. I won't be specific. And Philly soft pretzels.
You got to have soft pretzels.
Yeah.
You got to.
All right. No. To go with the snacks, though, what do you got?
So you broke up there a little bit. I'm gonna repeat the title there. So three non-alcoholic drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with Blue Powerade, which I think it's called like Mountain Berry or some crap. I don't give a shit. It's Blue Powerade. Coke, regular Coke, no Pepsi here. And then this is where my basic white boy comes out. I need some mocha mint iced coffee from Wawa. Which,
oh man.
Listen. So let me say this though too. I never once drank iced coffee. Never. I never even thought about it. I was like, why would you get coffee hot? Why would you get it iced? And then one of the officers brought some up for us. And I was dying on shift. Like I had not slept. I was feeling like crap, and I'm like, I'm going to have to drink this coffee because I need some kind of caffeine to keep me awake. And they're like, all right, well, what kind do you want? Went, give me the mint one, man. That sounds good enough. Mint's good. And I sucked that drink down so quick. And then, like, for 5 days straight, I was going to Wawa and getting this mocha mint iced coffee.
Nice. And
dude, I'm basic. I don't give a crap. I like it.
Yeah, and you know, that makes me think too, because I should have by all rights put in French vanilla cappuccino from Wawa, but I didn't. Coke as well, Gatorade, and I don't have a specific flavor because I can drink just about all of them.
Okay.
And then if I'm going to be stuck on a desert island, I'm bringing something back that doesn't exist anymore.
Sir,
Snapple Fire.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. You know what? You know what we should have done too. We should make the Coke instead of it just being just bottled Coke. It should be some kind of weird pipeline straight from McDonald's.
Oh yes, yeah. They've got that ridiculous syrup and the
Yeah. So McDonald's Coke, it's not just Coke, it's we're getting it from the clown.
yes. No, I agree.
And
So, oh yeah, 100%.
yeah, and then I don't know, I might have, if we do that though, I might have to get rid of the blue Powerade and get them to pump in some orange Lava Burst High C too, because they
Ooh.
just got that back, which I don't know if you know about that orange Lava Burst, but that's my jam.
That's the stuff right there. It is good. I will say that. It is good.
Which, hey, did you know you can't buy it in jugs?
No, I never looked for it, honestly. That's crazy.
Remember when we were kids and you used to be able to, like, your parents would get like the cans of high C and you'd have to
Yeah.
pop and stuff. Yeah, guess what? You can't get it anymore. You can only get them as the
Get
freaking little
full
juice bar.
cartons.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
Huh.
lame.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Made me sad the other day when I went to Publix and went to go get some and ended up walking out sad, but I had like 8 bags of freeze pops under my arm. So, you know, that kind of cushion the blow a little bit.
There you go. There you go. All right. Three alcoholic drinks. What do you got?
Man, so I'm looking at this and I should have put Guinness on here, but I'm gonna go with the three. I'm gonna go with the three I have on here. I've got Yingling, I've got Jack and Ginger, and I've got Long Island iced tea.
Nothing wrong with a good LIT. I'll tell you that right now. Nothing wrong at all. I cheated because I went generic because I don't have a clue. I just put beer, you know, because from it, look, it's impossible for me to say one way or the other. But if I had to pick and stick with one, it'd be Yuengling. I mean, there'd be no other way there. Bourbon, nothing particular there. But you know, I have Coke. I have bourbon. I'm good, you know. But of course, if I have Snapple Fire, I have to have some kamikaze. So,
Exactly. Exactly.
all right. We're down to a couple here.
Yeah.
We're gonna get out of the food and drink area. One streaming service. What do you have?
So I want to preface this one with, I almost went back and changed all the rules and made it so it was three movies and three TV shows, and then we could have two streaming services. But I decided that that was cutting us too much slack for this horrible desert island we're on, which I guess it's probably not really even a desert island. We're in a friggin' resort, so whatever. But I picked Disney Plus, and I have a very good reasoning behind it. And I almost went Peacock. Almost went Peacock because I wanted to have, because then I would have had wrestling and I would have had The Office. But I went Disney Plus, and here's why. Every episode of The Simpsons.
Yes, true,
Another,
true.
every single Marvel movie. All of the Star Wars movies. And then all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe TV shows, plus any Disney movies that happen to come out. And eventually, I gotta figure they're gonna get Futurama on there. Maybe with the Fox stuff, they might. I don't know, because they own Hulu too, so
Right.
I don't know how that, you know, if they might just leave some of the, you know, aside from The Simpsons, they might leave the rest of the Fox stuff on Hulu. But if Hulu were to go down, if they were to divest from Hulu and then just put everything on Disney Plus, then they could have Futurama, Bob's Burgers. I can't imagine a day when Family Guy would ever come to Disney Plus, but they would have that too, you know. Like,
Right.
so Disney Plus, I'm hedging my bets. I've got the other movie that I took off of my five originally was on there, was Thor Ragnarok. But we've got Thor Ragnarok and the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. So.
Yeah, that's a solid call. And it's funny, I didn't think of it that way, but if I would have picked Disney Plus had I picked that, you know, that service. That would probably be my solid number two. I went in a completely different direction on streaming service. I picked YouTube.
Dude, I was just gonna say that. I was saying, did you pick YouTube?
The only reason why is because I utilize YouTube like when you have the YouTube Music service, you get the premium thrown in there. So you basically get YouTube with no ads.
Okay.
Just for having the music service. And you would think that that's like not that big of a deal, but it really is that big of a deal. So,
oh yeah, dude, I can't tell you how, like, I'll be sitting there, I'll be watching a video and it's just about to hit a salient point, and then boom, I'm seeing an ad for Hyundai. And I'm like, come on, really, man? Right there, that's where the ad goes. But it makes sense.
But yeah, I went that way, mainly because YouTube is just, you know, it's full of music. There are movies out there. There's all sorts of content out there. You know, it just, you know, it's one of those things where if I could, you know, maybe bend it a little bit, you know, YouTube has YouTube TV. You know, it's, yeah, there's so many different little avenues with YouTube that you could take with it. But I would mainly have it more for the music than anything else. Just because I'd find myself just sitting on the beach, drinking nothing but beer, and listening to music all day long.
Well, that's, you know, and that's where if we're going to bend, we can bend, and then I'll get the Disney Plus bundle and get Hulu and ESPN.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. There you go. That's a good point.
So,
all right, we got one more question here.
We got two.
Two more questions. I'm sorry. Let's do that one. Yep.
I forgot the sports league on there.
Sports league. That's right. Sports league. I'm sorry. Sports league. So, what do you got on that one?
Dude, this is probably the hardest one to pick, and that's probably why I subconsciously left it off of here. You know, obviously you go with something like MLB or NHL, and you've got, with MLB, you got 162 games for whatever team you root for. You know, NHL, you got 82. NFL, which is what I would be, which is, I'm leaning NFL, but I'm only getting 17 games at least 17 games, not including preseason, because preseason doesn't count anyway. I don't know, man. It's so tough. It's really hard. I'm going to hate myself for it, but I'm going to go NFL.
I can't disagree with that. Mainly because NFL games, and I don't care if you're, you know, we're Eagles fans, or I don't really care if you're a fan of any other team.
Except for Dallas.
Well, yeah. But like, games are generally watchable no matter what. Even Cleveland has been watchable lately.
Yeah.
Which is really saying something. But, you know, I find myself down where I live, I get at best maybe 4 Eagles games a year. Legitimately, I'll say, because I don't have like the Sunday ticket and all that crap. But any game I turn on, you know, I get to watch a lot of Bears, a lot of Colts, a lot of Saints. Anything's always been generally entertaining. I would be remiss if I didn't say the MLB, just because I'm such a Phillies fan. That'd really be hard for me not to pick that. But I'm going to have to concur with you on the NFL. And only for sake of, I'm not discounting my Phillies fandom here whatsoever. It's just that I think, yeah, you do get the 162 games, but I think there's a good counter argument for that as well, because it is 162 games.
Right.
And, you know, for the sheer excitement factor, I'll agree with you on that NFL for me as well.
All right. So then that brings us to our final question here. And we went with your five celebrities.
All right. So do you want to go, or do you want me to go on this one?
I'm going to let you go on this one first.
All right. Five celebrities. A couple of these I've talked about before. Heather Graham, Zooey Deschanel, Elizabeth Banks, Chris Pontius, and Tony Danza.
So, I can only assume that Tony Danza is there for his mule.
He's only there. He's there for he's the punchline. You gotta have a punchline there.
Who's the boss, bitch?
Who's the boss? Yeah, gotta have Danza there. And it was funny too because I almost left off like a complete blank spot on my music albums, and I just wanted Party Boy on repeat, and that's where Pontius would come in.
So all right, so I think we did we did similar here. We made it three boys and three girls, if you will. But mine was pretty torn. So I had, for the dudes, I tried to pick dudes that I felt like I would get along with, but who weren't like super good looking. Cause you know, let's face it. All right, man, we're on these desert islands. Now you're never making it back. There's certain things that are going to come up and you're going to want to take care of those things. So I didn't want competition. So I initially had Paul Rudd and Johnny Knoxville on here, but they're both way too good looking. You know, they'd beat me in any category there. So I took them off. Because Paul Rudd's probably a vampire anyway. He does not age.
Yeah, no, I don't think it does at all. That's a good point.
So I went with people I felt like I would get along with, but also who wouldn't be able to be like, oh, hey, look at my rippling muscles in the sunlight. So I went with Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Because also Seth Rogen's probably going to have, you know, if we're stuck on a desert island with nothing else to do but drink and do whatever, he's going to have some good pharmaceuticals with him. Same with, or not pharmaceuticals, but some good mind-altering substances, I guess. Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
Jack Black.
Okay.
Because also he's hilarious and can sing and whatever. And then I picked three women that, you know, I tried to find people that I felt like were pretty cool and also maybe played video games. And I know Olivia Munn, for one, does. So Olivia Munn, Jennifer Lawrence, and Kat Dennings.
Nice. So very good. No Tony Danza for you?
No Tony Danza. I thought about Gritty, but I don't know, man. He might start to smell after a while.
That's funny because I thought about the Philly Fanatic too.
Which is all kinds of weird stuff about us because I was going to replace one of the females with him.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I mean,
that's so good.
Hey, the Fanatic, you know, the Fanatic's got that nose cone thing.
That's a fair point. It's a fair point.
We're horrible people.
This was good. No, this was fun just kind of putting together and really just kind of thinking about, you know, different movies and just different things. I think this would be an exercise we need to revisit in a year or so just to kind of see, you know, hey, what's changed, you know?
Yeah.
Just to kind of go off that. But no, this was fun. And you need to rest your voice. But you got anything else before we sign this one off?
No, I think that's about all I got. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. You know, if you're listening, we appreciate it. And I think I need to go rest this voice. I'm on call tomorrow night and I'm back to work again on I don't even know what day it is. I've lost track of days being off of work.
Yeah, so. It's Monday. It's Monday right now. So
okay, so back to work Wednesday. So I'm Wednesday, Thursday, and then I get three more days to rest my voice. So
yeah, go do that. And we will see you guys on the next one.
All right. We have been the Noise Brigade. Keep bringing the noise. Join the brigade, and we'll see you next time.